police response. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That's what's happening in the wake of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. An investigation reveals 19 officers stood in a hallway for nearly an hour before breaching the classroom door and killing the gunman. Now, anger in the community.
We've already seen it, and you've seen some of the videos from even the day of the shooting where there were parents outside where police had set up a perimeter, or law enforcement had set up a perimeter, who were wanting law enforcement at the time to do more, to go in, and some parents volunteering to do that themselves. So that anger has started from the jump and is now continuing through, but everybody obviously grieves in different manners, so we'll see how that plays out over the next few days.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Uvalde. Hundreds of protesters outside the NRA convention in Houston. Fox's Alicia Acuna is there.
We have seen a number of cancellations by musicians, a number of cancellations by politicians as well, but there have been notable attendees, and of course, former President Trump is one of them. He headlined yesterday's opening events. He did honor the victims of the Uvalde massacre, reading the name of each child and teacher killed on Tuesday. He also spent time railing against calls for stricter gun control measures.
Gun rights proponents blame the shooter and say more school security is needed. Russian troops making small territorial gains in eastern Ukraine. Fox's Trey Yingst is there with more.
Satellite images show Russian military activity around the cities of Limon and Popasna. The destruction left behind in the wake of this advance is substantial. Limon is considered to be a key strategic city as Russian troops control more of the Donbas region.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is calling for the media to stay in Ukraine, fearing other stories may take precedence. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Donald Trump is rallying supporters in Wyoming with a focus on replacing Republican Liz Cheney.
Thousands of supporters expected a rally alongside former President Trump in Casper, Wyoming today, where Trump is expected to target the state's lone U.S. rep, Republican Liz Cheney, who he's called the Democrats' biggest asset, in part for her vote to impeach him and her support of the January 6th probe that's targeting the former president and a potential rerun for the White House in 2020. Support for Cheney in the red state of Wyoming has waned since Trump backed Harriet Hageman to replace her, and the visit likely won't be the last for the former president to Wyoming ahead of the state's August 16th primary. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A woman faces four counts of animal cruelty in Florida for the deaths of four dogs left inside a car. Fox's Laura Cantor has more on what happened.
Police arresting a Missouri woman in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, Thursday for the deaths of four dogs. Tessia White is accused of leaving the dogs in her car with the engine running while she ate lunch at a nearby restaurant. With the temperature being 85 degrees outside, the inside of the car could have reached a high of 130 degrees. A 911 caller initially notifying authorities about the situation, saying the dogs must have turned off the air conditioner. Police say the dead dogs were a 4-year-old golden doodle, a 2-year-old boxer, and two 12-week-old golden doodle puppies. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Iranian riot police fired tear gas and shot into the air to disperse an angry crowd of hundreds of people near the site of a building collapse in the southwestern city of Abadan. The collapse killed at least 29 people, with more feared still buried under the rubble of the 10-story building. Shoddy construction is blamed for the collapse. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.